This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's a truism in business, almost always, that bigger is better. For profit, not for profit, technology, media, public or otherwise, by the way. Also, finance. And a year after the collapse, or the collapses of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature, and First Republic, some parts of the banking system are feeling that size thing acutely. So a lot of small and mid-sized banks in this economy are scrambling to figure out how to survive and compete, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
There are a lot of banks in this country, more than 4,600, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
That is substantially more financial institutions than any other country in the world.
That's David Schiff, head of retail and consumer banking at the consulting company West Monroe. He says over the last year, all of those institutions have witnessed how shaky commercial real estate loans and rising interest rates on customer deposits have made the business of banking riskier and more expensive.
And really forced a lot of banks to look at themselves, and particularly smaller banks, and say, is it worth the cost of admission to continue to operate independently, or should we be looking at alternatives?
Thinking is, maybe we don't need 4,600 banks. Maybe they should consolidate, acquire other banks, or get acquired.
There is definitely a strong industrial logic in favor of bank mergers.
That's Meg Tyer, head of the Financial Institutions Group at the law firm Davis Polk. She advises banks on mergers and other operations, including JP Morgan Chase when it acquired First Republic Bank last year. Tyer says, in general, bulking up can help smaller banks stay afloat. It makes it easier to compete against bigger ones for loan business and to improve the technology and services they offer customers.
The demands for consumers to have digital services have increased, especially since the pandemic.
But even though a lot of smaller and mid-sized banks want to consolidate, we haven't seen that many deals in the last year. Tyer says that's in large part because bankers aren't sure what regulators will do.
It is very hard and takes a very long time to get an approval for any kind of merger, and there's a very high degree of uncertainty.
Earlier this year, a senior federal bank regulator said the government is trying to make the approval process more transparent. But Jeremy Kress, a professor at the University of Michigan, says even if more mergers happen this year, we shouldn't necessarily expect the banking system will be more stable.
When a bank is having trouble, making that bank bigger is often a risky strategy. What they may be doing is just kicking the financial stability problem down the road.
Kress says he's also concerned about what will happen to borrowers if there's a wave of bank consolidation, especially small businesses.
Having those local relationships with locally based bankers is absolutely critical for entrepreneurs. And that's what I worry that we lose when small banks consolidate.
In other words, Kress says 4,600 banks might not be too many when you think about how many communities they serve. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.